Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. In John 18:38, Pilate said to Jesus these words, "What is truth?" You know, many people, Christians and believers alike, ask this very same question, "What is truth?" And why? Well, they too do not like Jesus' statement to Pilate in John 18:37. Now listen, "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." They know not truth. These folks, they know not truth and are not of the truth because they do not know Jesus as Savior and Lord of their lives. Oh, they may know Jesus from some Sunday school lessons as a child or from some old dried-out sermons they have heard thousands of times, but they do not know Jesus personally. They have never had a personal encounter with Jesus, just like Pilate. And they have never allowed, now listen closely, they have never allowed Jesus to work a change in their lives. I'm afraid this is the state of Christendom today. You know, I was teaching in one of our home group meetings, and I made this analogy. Of the 100% of people in the Christian world, only about 10% really hear God's voice. And of that 10%, 6% hear God speak and do not do what God wants them to do. They're just disobedient. Now, I am talking about Christians, saved, blood-bought, card-carrying Christians. And of the remaining 4%, 3% hear God's voice and move, but they move incorrectly and get off track and, well, just plainly miss it. Or even worse, they get into presumption where they presume they are doing what God wants, but in reality they are off track. You know, it is bad not to know something, but it is far worse not knowing that you do not know. My friend, presumption is more dangerous than sin. Let me say that again. Presumption is more dangerous than sin because Jesus died for our sins. Yes, he did. But he did not die for us getting off track and doing things in our own strength and our own ability, doing our will and not the will of the Father. And yes, there is that last 1%. Now, these are the believers who know God's voice. They hear his voice. They hear him speak faith into their lives, and so they know the truth. Sadly, of the 100% of people in the Christian world today, only about 1% hear God speak and know truth. And most Christians and some believers, I know, they know the doctrines of faith. Oh, yes, they do. And they know the doctrines of fallen man. But simply knowing doctrine is, I repeat, is not the same as knowing truth. Well, let me say that again. Knowing doctrine is not the same as knowing truth. Knowing the truth in the way the Bible means is the result of experiencing a person, Jesus Christ. Wow. Knowing, as the Bible is a result of experiencing a person, Jesus Christ. And if we experience Christ, then we'll begin to see that he is the light and he is the truth. As I said last week, we're going to begin to talk about seeing truth. But did you know humanity is born spiritually blind? They cannot see. There are part of that 90% of humanity who cannot hear God's voice. And there is no capability to spiritually hear God in a member of the Adamic race or to know God or even to see the truth. It is not that the matter of poor intelligence, oh no, or a lack of religious training, oh no, my gosh. The Adamic race is a human being and not a spiritual being. Let me say that again. Those born in the Adamic race is a human being and not a spiritual being. Since the sin of Adam, man cannot see the truth. But here we go. Most people, even Christians and some believers I know, do not know that they are blind. And why? Because they are born into a race that is naturally blind. So when everyone is blind, then blindness just becomes normal. Few even question it. Most do not even realize that there is such a thing as seeing God. Even many professing Christians have no frame of reference for seeing Jesus Christ. To most, Christianity is a list of doctrinal rules and regulations, truths on paper with many associated practices. This is why the first necessity in seeing truth is that a person realize that they are blind. Now, they do not yet see, but they do understand enough to know that they are blind. In effect, they have begun to see the truth. Now, no one can cry out to God, "Lord, that I may see," unless we first realize, no matter how much we do see Jesus, there is so much more of Christ to see. So the first step to being able to see is that we must learn that we are blind, and we must be birthed from above, or what some people call born again. In John 3:3, Jesus told Nicodemus, "Verily, verily," now that's a double imperative, or it's the only way, there is no other way. "I say unto thee, except a man be born again," or birthed from above in the Greek, "he cannot see." The Adamic creature, those born of this world and of the earth, cannot see. Thus, to be able to understand or see Jesus, we must be birthed from above as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, again, we're not talking about physical seeing with our baby blues, oh no, but we are talking about spiritually seeing, seeing with our spirit. We must be born again, or birthed from above, as a new creation. And you can see that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. A new creation in Christ Jesus. That now, the capability to see. Once we become that new creation in Christ Jesus, then we have that capability to see truth. But our new birth from above alone does not immediately mean we will see. It will take time for God to open our eyes so that we can know and define what we see. God will have to do a work in our hearts so that we will be able to embrace the truth. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." God must work. He must, on our heart, he must condition our heart. He must soften our heart, that old stony heart that's hard and hard, and turn it into a jello, something that is pliable and moldable and putty in the potter's hands. He is the potter. The Lord is the potter, and we are the clay. He gets to fashion us into the vessel that he desires. And guess what? Clay does not talk back to the potter. All the clay gets to do, if it wants to see Jesus, is go around and around on the wheel of life as the potter molds and shapes, then crushes the heap and starts again until he gets the vessel that he is looking for. But none of this is possible unless we are birthed or born again from above. Until then, we may know that we are blind, but we may even carry on intellectually, understanding of the things of God. But until we are really born from above and we have that understanding, we really cannot see. The fact that the first thing we must see is that we are blind gives us a suggestion of what it will mean to see the truth. It will mean that we will see the truth about ourselves. We will see that we are utterly and completely corrupt and without hope. We will see that the life on which we hold so dearly is worth nothing. But as we see these terrible truths about ourselves, we will also see that Jesus is the answer and the only answer that God offers us so freely by his grace. This is the truth, my friend. It is the only truth, and it is the only truth that we must experience and not merely memorize in a doctrinal form. God must do a work in our lives through his dealings and his judgments, whereby we are exposed in the light of Christ. For if we see and embrace that truth about ourselves without Christ, losing our lives will not be the bait. We will do it willingly. We will desire to lose our life to Christ because we see Jesus Christ Now we will run to him and we will want him with all of our heart. In Matthew 16:25, Jesus said these words, and he told these to the disciples, "For whosoever," that's us, "will save his life in this life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for our sake shall find it." Amen. More next week on Seeing Truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week to come and this word is changing your life and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to do that work in your life. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen. Bye.